Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels on a Wednesday where the Packers have wrapped up their mandatory minicamp practices. And school is out, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. The guys will be released to their own reconnaissance in moments. They'll be speeding out of Lambeau on the first thing heated up. And we head into an offseason and about, a little over a month of waiting to get back into action on July 22nd there at Ray Nitschke Field. Exciting times. I think all the reports coming out of camp are encouraging, especially as always on the injury front. That's the thing you really want to know about. Sounds like guys like Tucker Kraft and Zach Tom are headed in the right direction. So we'll see about their availability when they reconvene there in late July. I suspect you guys know it's a very conservative medical staff that will probably start them on PUP, would be my guess. But we'll see. Like I said, we got a ways to go. Hello, everybody in the comment section. So good to see everybody. Thank you to all of you who tuned in yesterday for our conversation with Brian Gutekunst. If you missed it, there is a complete interview available of just our talk with Brian, so you don't have to deal with Corey and my nonsense after that. But really a fun conversation. Cannot thank Brian enough for taking the time to chat with us, talk about everything going on with the team and some of the contract situations around the team and things of that nature. But it was really great to have him on. And the first time we've had him on Transplants, I did have him on my Patreon podcast a couple years ago, the Shameless podcast, but it's the first time he's been on with us for Packer Transplants. And it was great to have him. Great to hear from him. Really appreciate his time and really appreciate all of you Packers fans worldwide tuning in. Heard from a lot of you. Thank you so much for the kind words. It's really just down to Goody having the time and being gracious enough to join us. Before we get going, let's give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right, Ticket King. They've been based in Wisconsin, people, since 1992. Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage or indeed in the description here on this video on YouTube. Do it, folks. You know you want to. You want to go see the Green Bay Packers play football in 2024. Do it via Ticket King, not StubHub, SeatGeek, or Ticketmaster. None of this national nonsense. Shop local, shop Ticket King. That's where it's at for all your Packers tickets needs. What's up, everybody? So good to see you. Jim, what's up? How are you? Brandy's here eating Star Wars Oreos. That's always good to see. Brandy, thank you for being a Care of the G Club member. Appreciate you. All I heard from the interview yesterday is that Clark is getting that third contract. What's interesting is that I was a little surprised how non-committal he was when it came to Kenny. It sure felt like he maybe, I guess not enthusiastic might not be the right word, but just holding his cards to his vest, so to speak. And I do kind of look at the last part of his answer where he talked about Jordan's contract, and the way it ends up laying out having an effect on not only Kenny's contract, but obviously deals that they'll be doing going forward. Clearly it's going to be a very significant moment when Jordan's deal gets done, and it's going to affect a lot of other parts of the salary cap as far as trying to make things work, trying to make things fit. That is obviously part of what Russ Ball is there for, but so I'm really hoping they get it done. I know Kenny was in the locker room yesterday being quoted as saying that he wanted to retire as a Packer. Still only 28 years old, which is crazy. Feels like he's been there for 20 years. But yeah, there's, I think, momentum to get it done, but nothing's going to happen until Jordan Love's contract is in place. Just so they know the cap hits spread out throughout the years and how that might fit with not only Kenny's contract, but other positions as well. Clearly, in a couple of years, they're going to be trying to make decisions as far as who to pay from these, young, exciting offensive players that will have a lot of contracts coming up at the same time. So a lot to juggle there, a whole lot to juggle. Joey, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate you, man. Random Packer, Kurt Benkert. That's a good one. I think that's the first time someone's utilized Kurt as a random Packer. Matthew Clark, thank you for becoming a Care of the G Club member, man. I really appreciate you. Hope you're well across the pond there. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Here is my shocked face that Rodgers skipped the, quote, mandatory training camp. I think you mean mini camp. It was nice to see Jordan Love doing his thing and building the bonds. Go Pack, go. Greg, I'm going to say something that's maybe a bit different. I have been having fun watching people kind of maybe not lose their minds, but certainly commenting on the situation. But look, Rodgers is a 40-year-old player. He has been there this entire offseason. He's been there throughout the OTAs, throughout their offseason program. And it's apparently, from what Saleh has said, you know, something they had discussed a long time ago, even before the program began, they knew Rodgers was going to be gone. If anything, this is more on Saleh for the way he communicated it yesterday, I think, than Rodgers. And also, on top of all that, man, that's a Jets thing. I don't really care. It's good. I mean, it's hard to avoid if you're on Twitter, right? Because it's everywhere, but because it's Rodgers, which, you know, he knows. He knows as soon as he's not there for a mandatory thing, it's going to be news. But of course, he doesn't say anything, and he's going to show up at the start of training camp and say, oh, I can't believe you guys made such a big deal about it, blah, blah, blah. So I look forward to that because that'll be all over Twitter as well. I will say, I'm glad you brought that up because I wasn't going to, and then that news kind of was kind of taking over a lot of the kind of NFL online presence yesterday. And at one point, I almost asked Brian live while we were talking to him, is there a moment in your life where you just maybe see something like that and think, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that shit anymore? But, you know, I wanted to keep it on the Packers tip. I wanted to keep looking forward, as was part of our kind of theme of our conversation yesterday. And I thought better of it, but I did wonder if he just like ever sees that stuff and is just like, man, thank God that ain't my problem anymore. You got to think at some point he does. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. What was the question you wanted to ask Brian where discretion being the better part of valor interceded? That's the one. That was the one I just discussed. I was going to go there, but, you know, again, like the whole Rodgers episode is come and gone, and let's just leave it there. You know, maybe somewhere down the line, someone will write a book and we'll get back into it. But right now, man, I'm excited about this team. I'm excited about their quarterback. I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to look forward. That's what I'm going to try to do anyway. Although I will say, like, the back pages here in New York going to town about Rodgers not being there, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that as soon as Rodgers was traded to New York that the back pages were going to be tons of fun. I mean, that is a perfect marriage. Rodgers and his penchant for creating drama or narratives, and then the back pages, the news and the post and whatever, going to town on it, on each and every kind of morsel of information. Oh, so good. Absolutely great. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. Another great week to have Jordan Love as QB1. You ain't lying. Nick, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Thank you for being you, bud. Go Pack, go. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate you, dude. Matthew, thanks again, man. Even a Nags crap day, still working at 10 p.m. here, but my favorite time of the day for half an hour, I get Cheesehead TV time. Love everything you do. Amazing interview yesterday. Thanks again, buddy. Thank you, Matthew. Really appreciate the support, and I'm sorry to hear you're having a crap day, but man, let me tell you, at some point, you're gonna chill out. You're gonna be done with work. You're gonna raise yourself a glass, and you're gonna chill. You're gonna have a good time. That one's for you, buddy. Salute. Cheesehead Joey, what's up, man? Off-topic question: what's your bourbon of choice? Ooh, interesting. I don't know. It kind of varies depending on my mood or what time of year. I do like myself some Bullet Rye. That is probably my go-to if there is one. As far as just like a normal kind of purchase it on my way home kind of thing. But yeah, I don't really discriminate. You know, the one in front of me is usually my favorite one. But you know, it'll depend. Quinn, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, after the loss to the Niners in 2022, I drunkenly cried to my wife that the Rodgers era was over and all was going to suck. Fast forward a few short years, I'm so pumped for the new Packers era. Well, I hope you found a sympathetic shoulder to cry on that evening. Lord knows we all needed one. And I hear you, man. It did feel like kind of that window was, if not closed shut, it was certainly on its way to being shut. And I will admit, I did not know what to expect. The turning of the page, Jordan Love, I was certainly excited about it, and I certainly welcomed it, but you never knew really what was going to transpire. And the early returns last year certainly were hard to watch at times. But, man, I tell you what, we are blessed for, you know, just the way the Packers operate, the selection of Jordan Love, the way they did it and took those slings and arrows, they being mostly Brian, but also Mark and Matt and the whole kind of brain trust in Green Bay. And now we seemed ready and poised to make another run, right? And a long way to go, a lot of ball game left in that regard, but we are so lucky as Packers fans that the Packers run their business the way they do. And I understand there's been a lot of heartache, disappointments, really getting close and ending up stubbing our toe or, you know, not doing our job or whatever on the field, and probably should have another ring or two in Green Bay. Of that, there is zero doubt. But I'd much rather take this approach and, you know, win a championship every decade or so and then gear up and try and do it again, rather than maybe stumble into a playoff run here or there and then suck for a decade and lose a ton of games each year. I much prefer this approach. And it's like, again, it sure feels like the Packers are ready to go on another kind of open run window of championship contention, at least. Now they got to make that run and they got to seal that deal. But man, what did we spend, like 6-7 games rebuilding until we were back, essentially playoff contention, in the playoffs, making, you know, winning a playoff game? Like, what? That doesn't just happen. That's a testament to everybody there in 1265. Ed, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. So glad you're okay. After taking Herb Adderley out of the conversation, I thought St. Vince would smite you. Just to be safe, I suggest you say 3 Bart Starrs, 4 Willie Davises, and a couple of Dave Robinsons each night. Well, you misspelled Robinson, smartass. Now, I will say, the reason I did, for those of you who were listening yesterday on Transplants, is because he played for the Cowboys. And I know Soder's already emailed me trying to walk that back and say that he always badmouthed the Cowboys after he retired, which is true. What's funny, Soder, is I think that thing you sent me from Bleacher Report, I think I wrote that, because I did a thing for Bleacher Report about, like, legendary Packers. But anyway, yes. So, yeah, I understand that he is one of the all-time greats. But the greatest ever player in the history of the Green Bay Packers, I'm sorry, you're disqualified if you played for the Cowboys. I don't care what the situation was. I don't care what you said after you retired. There's no way you can be the greatest Green Bay Packer player ever and have played for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. A man's got to have a code, and that is mine. You know, that's just where I draw the line. Greg, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on Big Cat signing with the Bears? I love the dude. Glad to see him playing, even though it is the Bears. Big Cat. I'm confused. Did Dan sign with the Bears? Or do you mean Big Dog? I believe you mean Big Dog. I was very confused there for a second. Mercedes, yeah, well, you know, what has he played now? 18 years or something like that? Longer than any NFL player in the history of the league? I love the guy. I love what he contributed when he was in Green Bay. Now he's on the Bears, and I got to root against him. But, hey, keep getting that money, man. And I'm sure they love having him in that locker room as a vet presence, as a leader. You can't ask for much better. So there you go. Big Cat. I'm like, Big Cat? What the hell? Soder, getting up in here. I want an Olivia Munn Appreciation Day in Green Bay. That woman held that boy together for 2 solid years. Been downhill since. Oh, man. I'll never forget the day that Olivia Munn accosted Rob Domofsky in the elevator at Lambeau Field. Ask Rob about that sometime. That's good history right there. Matthew, thanks again. Was the question, Brian, have you ever thought of doing a darkness retreat? Ever on your lips, Nags? Salud, buddy. Have cracked the vino open. Go, Pack, go. No, that was not. I did toy with asking about Aaron, but again, we're moving on. We're on to Jordan Love. Ryan, thanks for the super chat, man. With the passing of Jerry West, which Packer would you want to have a couple beers with that is no longer with us? Ooh, that's a great question. great question. A Packer who you would want to have a couple beers with that is no longer with us. Probably Fuzzy Thurston. That cat could party. I mean, there are all those guys from the Lombardi Packers who a lot of them stuck around town, at least during football season, like in their later years. And some great stories about stuff going on in Green Bay, having a good time, a few libations being involved. But yeah, Fuzzy was a party wherever he went. By all accounts, I only met him once in passing, but everyone talked about how good natured he was and just a kind of great representation of those teams, of the franchise, etc. And I'd love to sit down and have some beers with him. That'd be great. Hardy the Prophet, I appreciate the super sticker. Thanks, buddy. Brian Price, thanks for the super chat. Won't know what to do with myself the first time I see a corner challenge a wide receiver. Now, look, it's funny because Corey brought this up yesterday. Like, we all know that, yes, there will be a significant difference, right? We'll undoubtedly see a bit of a different approach on defense, but we're still going to see plenty of plays where they play off. You know, there's still technique things that require you to play off and things like that. So I just hope people understand it's not going to be like up in the receiver's grills across the board, each and every play or anything like that. But to your point, yes, it is going to bring a tear to my eye. Of that, there is no doubt, especially if it's like a third down and they're actually challenging the wide receivers. Hold me back. William, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Really appreciate you, man. Thank God the Rodgers news came. Put now Mike Florio can have something to write about. Random Packer, Nick Lucci. Did you see that highlight of, what was it? Amon Green ripping off that huge run? Because that name, I hadn't thought of it in forever until I heard the call of that play. And because it's kind of like one where the fullback goes to one gap and the back goes on a counter on the other side. And I had completely, maybe not erased it from my mind, but it had certainly not been in my memory banks for a long time until I heard that call a couple days ago because someone had resurfaced it. I think it was Big B, actually, on his Instagram. Hardy, thanks again, man. Random Packer from a West Virginia native, Tavon Austin. Packers legend, man. Even if you just had a cup of coffee, which Tavon did. Man, I thought Tavon was going to be fun in the kind of Tyler Irvin role. A lot of the motion stuff. But that really didn't end up materializing, did it? It's okay. Now there's a lot of stuff about Rodgers' personal life that I don't need up in here. Dennis, what's up, man? Thanks for joining us on Facebook. Dale Norton's here. What's up? How are you, Dale? Good evening from New York City. Thank you, Scott. Aaron, the running back. This is from, I think, Monday. Aaron, the running back that fanned his hot feet was DeMond Parker. Played in 1999. Happened in a game versus the Bears, no less. DeMond Parker fanned the old feet. The more you remember. I remember DeMond Parker. I do not remember him doing the fan feet thing, but God bless him for doing it, especially against the Bears. Always love that. Soder, yes, the 49ers game is the meetup. Very true. Nick asks, what's on your playlist right now? A lot of stuff, but I'm getting ready for Motel Men to release their debut album on July 19th. So I've been listening to that a lot. Our first ever full-length album comes out July 19th. And I have been listening to it nonstop because we're going through and nitpicking a lot of the mix right now. I mean, the songs are written and recorded and mostly mixed, but now we're getting down to some nitty-gritty stuff. And Ben is meticulous about it, as he should be. I'm very much like, okay, the vibes are good. Ben's like the real kind of mixer and engineer programmer guy. So that's what I'm listening to the most. And like I said, July 19th, it'll be available on all the streaming music services. I hope you guys will check it out. And if you're in the New York area, Motel Men will be playing the day the album comes out on July 19th at Let Love In here in New York. And then when I'm in Wisconsin for training camp, Motel Men will once again be playing during Mile of Music in Appleton. So be on the lookout for that date because it's going to be a lot of fun. If you're in Wisconsin or you're going to Mile of Music, hope you guys will come check us out. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Go Pack, go.